May 28th, the year 2019. The question might arise, what about healing? A very good question. And healing needs to be understood perhaps in the context that it leads to deeper levels of self-knowing, ultimately. Period. The problem is we don't think of self-knowing as important when in actuality it's the result of many decisions to bring ourselves into a physical body. This may seem strange because we brought ourselves into a physical body? What a strange idea. Actually, it's not strange at all. If we reflect on the fact that the soul is without beginning and end, is ageless, and in my perspective, I would like to suggest that we've lived many lifetimes, and we have the potential of many more if we so choose. It is that hidden reality that gives substance to all kinds of philosophical questions, that no longer are we looking at God as some kind of divine dictator, but rather that we might look upon ourselves as instruments of choice, as beings of great consciousness, that we're not able to actually hold too much awareness of, because that would be really scary to see our beauty, to see how deep our own true self is. So what about healing? First of all, healing of the physical body is certainly important, but it's like the key in the lock. We get some experience of healing and it starts to open up our perception that more is possible, and that no matter what the problem is, whether it's emotional or physical or mental or spiritual, the answer is that everything can be healed, especially given the time and the inclination to dive a little deeper. So it is in that perception that we begin to see that life is held as a chalice before us to drink from deeply, to enjoy the opportunities to integrate a bit more, and to come back to the challenge of self-awareness, where we begin to see that kindness to others is also kindness to self. That we begin to see that we might take care of the body with better knowledge of nutrition, diet, exercise, sleep habits, those types of things, but that the body is a vehicle and therefore it is not our true self. It is just a vehicle, but it's certainly worthy of considering the body important to how we experience life while we're in the physical incarnation. We need to take care of our body so we can know more deeply how gracious and how beautiful the true self is. It's not selfish, because if we do that, we also extend our awareness to see others are moving through a similar process, and they are also truly beautiful, even though externally, they may not think so, they may not know that, just as we may not really know it deep in ourselves, unless we choose to. And that choice is held before us as an opportunity, always present, always available, to step outside of the straitjacket of guilt and fear and trembling that so often seems to be the modus operandi, the way of living, that many people choose to have. There's this statement in the scripture, you must enter the kingdom of heaven as a little child. And what a beautiful imagery that is. A child raised in happiness has such amazing amounts of creative process unfolding, wonderful imaginations, and a deep sensitivity to others that is part of the soul's spontaneous natural awareness. We can step into that childlike place of mind too. There are some tools that in their own way are time-honored through many traditions. Meditation, prayer, relaxed thought, holding a place of stillness, perhaps using some techniques such as yoga, qigong, or others that is also invigorating for the body. So why healing? Because it's a key in the lock. It's a starting place. It's not the end, it's the beginning. To go more deeply, to see that the healing potential for ourselves is real, and we might, if we choose to, extend it to others because it's there for everyone. And it's like lighting a candle. One candle lights the next one, and pretty soon we have great illumination, great light shining brightly. So choose to think of healing as a beginning, not an end. It's a beginning. Namaste.